Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot, with Drupal workshops coming up in Portland, Oregon, and Providence, Rhode Island. For more information, go to lullabot.com/training.
I'm Mark Bolton. I'm the creative director of Mark Bolton Design from Cardiff in the UK. I run a, it's a small company. There's kind of five of us, soon to be five, four of us at the moment. We've been working with Lisa Reichelt on the redesign of Drupal.org last year and through till this year as well. And we're just undertaking the redesign of Drupal 7, or rather redesigning the user experience, to be more specific.
So what was some of your big changes that you've made on the Drupal.org website?
Well, first of all, look and feel and the design and how that works. There's a new word mark representing Drupal now. So, I mean, DrupalCon is still there, but now more as a mascot rather than the logo. But underpinning all of that was really a well-researched and thought-out user experience strategy around how we want to engage with new users to Drupal, how to make it a little easier and a less scary place for them, but also to accommodate all those needs of all the Drupal developers whose home it currently is. So there is a lot of under the hood. I mean, for example, I'll give you two examples. First of all, is the download link. One of the big changes is that we've removed the download link from the homepage of Drupal.org. And that was very purposeful to put some barrier in place for new users who were downloading Drupal and installing it and then hitting a brick wall really, really hard and coming across the very, very difficult learning curve and, frankly, going elsewhere. So we are kind of funneling them through getting started now, which will help kind of scaffold that experience a little bit. The second thing was designing around search. So users of Drupal.org predominantly use search quite a lot, and we have designed the homepage in particular really geared it around search. It's very, very prominent in the design and continues to be prominent throughout the site. So those are two examples really of where the bigger changes have happened.
And so when someone comes, a new user comes to the site, how should they feel with the user experience?
They should feel like it's a friendly place now, I hope. I'm not sure they felt that before. They should feel like they can find what they need. And they can get to Drupal, they can get to download, they get to understand what Drupal is before they download it to see if it's really for them. And also that they are aware of the ecosystem that surrounds Drupal. So not only the huge, participatory community, but also the commercial ecosystem that surrounds Drupal as well. So they're not on their own. And that's one of the key things, is that if they come here and download it now, that it's an enjoyable thing to do, and there's help available. Still currently, they go into IRC. Most people don't even know what IRC is. There's a lot that happens there that happens in the dark to a lot of people. So the new Drupal.org hopefully has a more evident support network around the software, I hope.
And so you've done a lot of interviews and research into the existing behaviors of existing users, developers, and also new people who are just heard of Drupal and Googled it and came to the site. So talk a bit about what those two behaviors, what the major behaviors are, and how you manage to combine both of those in the same design.
Yeah, that's quite a tricky question. An example is search. Search was pretty much a response to existing behavior by existing users of D.io, but also of newer users who need to get a task accomplished, looking for something very, very specific quickly. And to gear a lot of the information architecture and kind of navigation around search. So we found during testing that we've got a traditional navigation structure on D.io, on the new D.io. It's largely ignored by quite a lot of users, both new and existing users alike. And it's a bit of a kind of navigation blindness. And quite often that is increased by our larger search box now. And it's really just designing to a kind of default behavior. Another one was the community. I mean, this may not be If you come to the existing D.O site, the community is pretty buried, or activity of the community. You know, it's either on an issue queue level or a project level, or, you know, you have to be in IRC to see what's going on, a vibrant community. So part of our strategy as well, with sprinkled throughout D.O, was to expose activity, to bring that activity up to the top, to bubble it up wherever we can. So an example is on the homepage. There's a map on there that is, I mean, currently it's Flash in the prototype, but I expect that's going to be done with JavaScript or something in the near future. And that will expose activity within forums or within project commits or issue queues or whatever, and it would bubble them up, but it would display them on the map with a geographic location, and it would give it an indication of how vast this community is, and that currently is pretty underserved in the current site. So, and those are two things that we really wanted to address for new and existing users. I mean, it's probably worth noting actually that we didn't really pigeonhole those two different user types. I mean, we had this notion of a curve, and people were on the curve. They were either insiders or outsiders, or they were midsiders. They were on this. If you think of Drupal as the sun in the solar system, and users as a comet that is on orbit around the solar system, kind of on an elliptical orbit, and users coming in towards the sun, and sun being Drupal, you know, they're becoming more and more insiders. As they're really involved in the community, they're closest, but they may spin off and spin out. So that was one of the conceptual ideas that we had about, you know, how to represent this pretty wide audience, you know.
Cool. And one of the challenges, I guess, you're going to be facing with Drupal 7 work that you've been contracted with, you've been assigned to pay attention to the user experience, and there's a lot of usability issues that are existing, then it's almost like a moving target. So a lot of these things are being identified and then being worked on and implemented. So how do you go about making a design when we know that there's a quote-unquote code freeze on September 1st? You know, tell me about like what your strategy is sort of moving forward with your task of improving the user experience of Drupal 7.
So the first thing is that there's an awful lot of usability work going on at the moment, and it would be kind of foolish of us to even trying to absorb all of that and to push that forward within 3 months. So we're going to be working really, really closely with the usability team. So the way that we're approaching this perhaps with the usability team is that they're kind of looking after the trees in a forest, and, you know, they're the tree surgeons, as it were. And we're taking the approach of looking after the forest, so as an ecosystem, and kind of looking after the animals and the water supply and you know, how, making sure fire doesn't spread and all of that kind of thing. So it's very much from a meta level. It's a huge kind of moving target. There's a lot to consider for Drupal 7. We're right at the beginning of the process now, trying to actually define what the problem is. I mean, there's a natural tendency to try and solve a problem. But if you don't know what that problem is yet, then it's very difficult. So what we're doing at the moment is speaking to a lot of people. We're conducting interviews. We've run a few workshops here at DrupalCon. So, and we're going to continue that activity to define the problem, to hopefully arrive at a strategy, the result of which will be a bunch of wireframes, which we're going to be working with Acquia to make the changes to core. They've put in a considerable effort in terms of developers who are going to be dedicated to this as part of a team. There's going to be a team of maybe six of us working on the project right through up until code freeze and beyond. It's one of their, I mean, I hope they don't mind me speaking for them, it's one of their major projects this year. So it's a big deal, and we've got the technical support. September the 1st isn't far away. We know we've got an awful lot to do in that time. But we're really approaching it from, and this is perhaps where our ignorance will, with regard to the technical capabilities of Drupal, will actually play to our advantage, is that we're not blinkered by currently what D6 can do or how the code works under the hood in any level of detail. And I think because of that, we're able to think a little differently about Drupal 7, potentially.
And are you picking specific user personas, use cases that of people that are going to be using the site? I know that's sort of going to define how it's optimized and designed.
Yeah, we're kind of toying with the idea. At the moment, we're just trying to establish what kind of trends are out there at the moment. So, for example, is that configuration when you set up a site? How are there trends at the moment where that people want to take that? And likewise for content creation and editing, what is it that people would like to see? We're not at the moment approaching it with a sense of here are our personas who match our certain user groups and we'll design to their needs, because quite frankly at the moment we don't know what those needs are, and that's why we're conducting this research, is to get a lay of the land, because there are, you know, Drupal.org was you know easier in comparison to this, because we're, you know, it was a website, this is an application, it's got a broader use, it's a different thing altogether, it's a tool, so you know it's there's an awful lot to consider at this stage, but like you say, this is day two, so there's an awful lot to do.
And from a design perspective, what do you see the biggest mistake that most either Drupal sites or Drupal developers implement in their design? What do you think is sort of the biggest problem that you see so far?
I think it comes down to an environment where design is considered. I think on a case by case basis. I mean, Dries makes the points in his keynotes all the time that, you know, 70% or 90% of Drupal sites are ugly. I think that's a symptom of an environment within the Drupal community where design perhaps isn't considered an important aspect of what you guys are doing. Now, that could be, I don't think that's through ignorance or lack of experience or anything like that. I think it's far easier to understand rationale of usability testing, and where you can actually see metrics and you can see that kind of thing happening in front of your own eyes, whereas design is quite often sold by designers and it's entirely our own fault as magic. You know, it's just something that designers do and isn't it wonderful? When in fact, it's not the case at all. You know, designers follow rational processes and all of that kind of thing. Most of them, unfortunately, can't get the words out of their head to explain what they're doing. So I think it's an environmental thing, and I'm hoping that it's something that will come out of, as a consequence of the work we're doing with Drupal 7, is to initially kind of put the pieces in place to have an environment where design is understood to a degree, respected, and therefore maybe Drupal as a community will start to speak a little bit of the language of designers, and that in turn it'll be like a light bulb of moths, you know, it'll attract the right people to the platform. You know, it's ambitious considering we've only got a few months to do it in, but I'm hoping, you know, we'll lay the groundwork, and I think we already did to a certain degree with Drupal.org. I think there was a lot of that we did in that process that came as a little bit of a surprise for people. It was very different, and I think it may have opened a few people's eyes as to what could be possible. I strongly believe that Drupal is at a tipping point where in the next 12 to 18 months things, you know, Drupal 7 is a considerable release for Drupal. I think it's a game-changing or potentially game-changing release. Couple that with the redesign of Drupal.org. I mean, Drupal is in a fantastically strong position in the market going forward. So, you know, we're very excited about it all.
Great.
Thank you. No, thank you.